live from Hockey Hotline and Empire Sports Network, starring Brian Blessing and Bob Saget. It's Shenanigans.
Oh, Jesus. I had to Google Art Wanderer today just to make sure he didn't die, too.
I know. So we saw the Bob Saget information come across yesterday.
Yep.
And then as I'm looking for that, I just type in celebrity deaths, and I get Brian Blessing died.
Yeah.
And I'm like, two things. I didn't know that he was in Las Vegas, and two, I didn't know he was a celebrity. He was the redheaded dude on Hockey Hotline with Mike Robitaille back in the 90s.
He wouldn't have any idea.
He used to be on Channel 4. He's a sports guy on Channel
Empire,
4, right?
Empire Network. Was he on Channel? He was on one of the regular channels before he went to Empire, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Channel 4. Sports!
And it was,
Sportsman!
They were talking about him today on Channel 4, you know, a little remember when. And
RIP Sportsman!
He was a great guy, and was able to do things without the teleprompters. He can just talk and talk and blah, blah, blah.
So this week we have Alan with a Y.
Hello, everybody.
Rich.
So soon, there's Bob's.
Did they do the Aristocats joke? Really? I'm surprised that...
Poop Bob Saget's version of it?
Yes, Bob Saget, the whole thing. I can't believe you can just riff all that, just like he does, like he did, you know?
That was the drugs, the plethora and plethora of drugs that the guy did.
But there's no sign of drugs in the room or anything.
Dude, yeah, the dude's heart exploded, man. There's no way that he died of natural causes. He was a huge druggie.
Really?
Yeah.
America's dad?
Yeah. America's dad was a huge druggie.
Wow.
How do you guys not know that? That's like common knowledge.
Didn't know that. Oh, we have Walden here, too.
Oh, hi.
We're going to talk anyway.
And I'm Craig.
I'm talking to make a point again.
Christ. It's all about you.
Bob Sacamano?
Bob Saget!
Who's Bob Sacamano? Why don't I know the name Bob Sacamano?
That's from Seinfeld. He was Kramer's friend who never actually appeared, but they talked about him
all the time. That's right.
There was I was reading somebody, one of the news channels posted about Bob Saget, and I was just reading the comments, and one guy goes, I'm an air traffic controller, and every once in a while, we'll just yell Bob Saget in reference to that Tourette's guy. Yeah.
I think my cat has Tourette's.
Your cat?
Yes. You know the ticks?
Okay.
Twitches?
Yeah.
The cat will look at me and start twitching. I'm like, what the fuck is the matter with you? So the cat's got a...
And it goes, cunt!
She got a...
Or...
A vet appointment.
Or the guy you went to school with. Ha. Oh, is that what it was? I thought he just cleared his throat. It was ha. Okay.
The one guy who does my concrete work.
Because I know a guy does the same thing. No, the ha. A guy that my wife worked with before he went away to college used to do the same thing. He worked at K&K out on 77. No. His name was...
Rob.
They
called him...
Our guy we call Slut, because that's all he says is, Slut! Slut!
He's at the gas station, and someone walked to him and go, I got $15 on pump 4, and he goes, okay, ha! All the time. Like, you'd finish the sentence out of the blue with ha.
Maybe it's James Hetfield.
Ha! No, it'd be like, ha!
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that one, za!
Ooh!
This guy who does the concrete work that I know, we call him Slut. And when he goes to people's houses, like, I always give him a little warning, because he's not bad, but he'll itch his nose really hard. Like, he just kind of just does that with his nose and stuff while he's talking. And then...
Cocaine.
Not at all. But he's a gambler. So he goes to the casino and he gambles. So when he's gambling, he just screams, Slut! Slut! And he'll hit the machine. Like, that's just his thing. He hits the machines. So then he wound up hitting, like, back-to-back machines, like one over here and I think one over here, or at least one for sure. So then all these people around him playing the same machines. So
started
then
yelling Slut?
They started calling their machine Slut because they all wanted to win. Slut! Slut! You got a half a dozen people now screaming Sluts at the machine.
Meanwhile, these women keep going, what?
Yeah. Greatest guy, though. Like, he is just such an awesome guy.
I can't wait to play the Sluts.
It's coming back. I can't believe it.
I didn't like it when it was on.
What?
A little bit. But
it was a little bit after our time.
Yeah.
It was more your time. Because my brother was huge into it.
I was told. Yeah, Hirsch.
It's Schlovius, but
I watched it for a good year, but then after that, I was like, okay, I'm good. I didn't, yeah, nothing I can stay with.
King of the Hill was better.
Oh! I could watch King of the Hill all the time. That was a great show.
You think that's wrong?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like King of the Hill?
I like King of the Hill. Oh. It's not better than Beavis and Butthead.
I would beg to differ, actually.
Yeah, how many movies did they make out of King of the Hill? None.
How many bad movies did they make out of Beavis and Butthead?
None.
One. One. Daria.
Daria's a spinoff. Cha-cha-cha.
Okay.
Cornholio.
Is that when they jump the shark?
As far as the censors are concerned, yeah. It is.
The first episode that I saw was, I think it was the very first episode, they were working at the burger place, and the guy wanted to know whether they made their milkshakes with real ice cream or if they used a mix, and Beavis kept going, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. And I think it was Hank Hill, and he's getting all pissed. Like, he just answered the question, he kept going, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. Was it?
That's the principal, Mr. McVickers.
Boys are always whacking off.
Right. So then he goes, I want to speak to a manager. And Butthead is the manager. I'm the manager. How can I help you? And he asks the same question, and he gets, vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. And the guy loses his fucking mind. That was funny. Yeah, and Butthead is the manager?
Right.
Isn't he busy being a congressman from Florida? So this week, we want to give a shout-out to Thomas Take Sports Podcasts.
What up, Thomas?
Yep, Ryan Thomas is the guy's name.
Oh, nice.
Yep, I ran into him at the Verizon store.
Then I backed up and ran into him again.
Exactly. And I gave him a contact, how to get to our podcast. And he's way better at his podcast than we are, but he thought it was funny, so yeah, that's good.
Oh. Did you say, yeah, that's funny, or did you go, yeah, that's funny?
No, it was more like, hey.
All right, that's a good sign.
Isn't anybody better at podcasts than we are, though?
No.
I don't know. I don't really listen to too many podcasts.
I've started listening to a couple of them. Whoever the DJ is for Tom Petty Radio has his own podcast, and I wanted to listen to it to see if he's just as bad on his podcast as he is on Tom Petty Radio, and he's worse. He's worse on his podcast. So there's, like, no emotion. Like, Ben Stiller is – not Ben Stiller. What is his name there?
Ben Stein.
Yeah, Ben Stein has, like, goodles of emotion compared to this guy. He's not very good at all. I sent in a resume and a tape of MP3 to Tom Petty Radio at Sirius saying I could replace it because they do it from home. They don't do it from a studio anymore.
And then what happens when they give you an offer you the job?
Oh, then I'll just do it from home. Exactly. They just do it a week at a time.
I figured they would do it from outer space.
Yeah. Right. Well, I thought they may be in a studio someplace, but they're not even spinning the tunes. It's all set up. I was watching 60 Minutes last night after the football
game. How long
did
it take you?
60 Minutes. In 2000, 2010, 1 in 74 jobs were from home. In 2021, 1 in 7 jobs were work from home.
Wow.
I don't think so. I think it's going to level out about 1 in 10.
Yeah, because there's still a lot of retail and extra retail and factory jobs. You need those people, restaurants.
Still brick and mortar places that
they can't dangle the carrot in front of you anymore, right?
Hey, make sure you get your numbers up so you can stay working from home.
Are you making the drive now that it's January?
No, probably March.
Okay, so they delayed it? Because I know that you were talking about the first of the year.
No, yeah, they were redoing the offices. It's supposed to be done by March.
I still think you should have taken the job over with us.
Yeah.
About that application. That would
too much of a pay cut.
I don't think so. I don't see how it's... You'd be working 180 days a year versus all the time you work. You'd be off in the summer, and you'd have better insurance.
Then I'd have to find something to do 180 days a year.
Are you crazy? That's crazy talk. You sit back and you take care of your family, take care of the yard work in your house. You enjoy a little summer. You spend some time at your camping site.
You got a sugar mama, don't you?
No.
No?
No.
I thought so. I totally have a sugar mama. She makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah, she definitely makes more than me.
But it's not a sugar mama?
No.
You guys both have pretty good jobs.
That you're instilling? That you're making happen?
Oh. Well, have fun implementing those changes.
from 3,000 miles away.
More than that.
No, sure.
All right, everybody, it's Hamburger Thursday.
Oh.
We're trying to get everybody together on the same page and get a little office camaraderie going, so
I don't
bring in your bring in your best meatloaf recipe.
Hey guys, I don't think if you know this, but you're not allowed to eat hamburger over there. I know my joke was to tell how stupid I was for that. Don't you guys get it? Nobody gets me.
I get you, Alan.
Thanks, buddy.
We had to think of some big words to throw in the conversation.
Yeah.
They will. Yeah.
Yeah. Waiting
for the
they happen just spontaneously.
Spontaneous. Yeah. That's five syllables. Oh, what was your word of the day in your vocabulary calendar?
I actually really, you know, honestly, you guys should get me one of those, to be honest. To be honest. At the end of the day, I really should have.
We should circle back to this later.
I hope there's not a break in the chain of...
supply chain?
Supply chain, that's it. So what is this guy's podcast that you are friendly with now? What is his podcast about?
He's got a sports podcast. Oh. A lot about the Bills,
is he looking for people?
We could have that, because there are three guys here who you would fist fight, which would make an awesome podcast.
Wait, what?
Were you looking for people? You want to do a sports podcast?
Sure.
Because there are Larry, Curly, and Moe?
Larry, Curly, and Moe want to do a sports podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You could school them. School the youngsters.
I had a concept, but I don't think it would really work out. I have the connections.
I will produce.
Produce.
Yep. So if you want to do a sports podcast, get the people together.
Flowers. Card trick.
I will be the producer for your podcast.
You will be the Roz to his Fraser Crane.
Yes.
I'm listening.
Speaking. Yes, we produce because I'm married to a math teacher who knows how to multiply.
Oh.
There's got to be something there for a historian.
Yeah. There's nothing there for a historian.
There's a fine line between a numerator and a denominator. Yeah.
That's true.
That was off of one of the teachers' rooms. And I read it every day, and after I Googled it. There really is literally a fine line right there. Did you guys know that?
Numerator.
And now I'm going to make you the denominator. Perpendicular to them.
Yeah, denominator.
What kind of
connection? The Annihilator.
Midget wrestling with Bagel Guy.
Bagel
wrestling. Oh, there you go.
Why didn't they cut it?
Covered in locks and schmear.
Schmear.
Yeah, were you looking for guests and stuff?
See, I would like to do a sports podcast where it's just for the average fan, and we bring in like people who know a lot to like talk
make
to
us
them.
Look stupid,
right?
To educate them,
right?
So, do we know any sports guys who are looking for work? John Gruden.
Yeah. You, knock on wood if you're with me.
You can get a Ouija board and channel John Madden.
How about, okay, here's another sports guy, Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not even that. He's conspiracy theory guy now. Badly conspiracy theory.
Or is he 100% accurate?
Could be.
I don't really listen to him.
We won't know until it happens. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like... questions about, like, have people writing questions about what happens with this.
What happened when you drop a big elbow on
Tredavious White? Yeah. You get suspended and fined.
And then feel good about it.
Well, just fined. You didn't get suspended. Because my wife is fucking hot.
We can make something happen. I know a couple guys who are into sports.
Oh, you posted about writing, and I'm like, I'd love to, like, sit down and write, but... I got nothing to say.
No?
I know. We were supposed to write our Christmas one. That went to the wayside.
Nope,
a different show went to the wayside.
It's still out there.
All I say is we get a lot of we got a lot of projects that they were doing.
We're
going to
do the writing thing still.
Yeah. I'll believe that when there's a finished project in front of me. All right, guys?
Well, I'm not going to finish the project. You guys are going to have to work on it with me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, you could do that.
Oh.
figure something out.
We have that guy. There's a couple guys. There's a couple hockey guys around that live around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, who did I? When I was selling water systems, went to somebody's house. He played for the Bruins in like the 70s. He lived up in Amherst. I'm trying to remember who.
I know. Marcel Dion lives in Clarence, and he's a cool cat.
Like, there's a shit ton of hockey players.
He played for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the memorial. We had a thing for George where we were at the Hockey Day in Lockport. They were doing the Hall of Fame announcement and stuff. And Jim Lorenz was the MC. And so I made a sign that said, "Get well, George," for Jim to hold while we took his picture. And so we got that. And now this thing I know, I get a tap on the shoulder. It's Marcel Dion. He goes, "Hey, I can do that. How's your buddy?" And so, I mean, he's a cool guy. Yeah.
Nice.
That is nice.
Yep.
That's all I got.
We can make it work. We'll talk.
We'll figure some newt.
We'll talk more. Yeah, come up with a name.
Oh, I have a name.
Don't say it.
I can't.
No, you can't say it.
Anything.
Maybe so. Get Michelle Tafoya.
Ooh, yeah.
Or Aaron Andrews.
No? Got to put it in quotes?
Or Don Cherry.
Oh, my God. Don Cherry would be awesome. I don't think they'll let him into the United States, though.
Why not?
I think he's got COVID.
You can do it by John phone. John, no, he's dead.
James Starks.
Yeah.
I have his number and Daryl Johnson's number. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I mean,
for the bicentennial, I asked Daryl Johnson if he would be a guest judge for something they were doing sports-wise with John Murphy. Murphy said he couldn't do it, and Daryl Johnson said, "I would love to do it. Let me give you more details," and then we ended up dropping it. And so I had to call him back, and he goes, "Oh, that's too bad. If you ever need me for anything, just let me know. You got my number."
Well, that's when you don't drop things like that, when you got somebody online to do something like that.
I know, but it was not my call.
Whose call was it?
Wayne Jaghouse.
Oh, why don't you let me talk to Wayne? We just straighten that out. Wayne?
Warren? How are you now?
Since Rich bitched about not looking at any of the articles last week, even though we looked at two of them. Dos articles. That's Spanish for two articles.
Articulos.
Here's a subscription you can get behind, Walden.
All right. Tell me more.
Taco Bell is selling a $10 monthly taco subscription.
Okay. I thought you were going to say wings.
Taco Bell is rolling out what's arguably the tastiest subscription service yet, daily tacos. For $10 a month, Taco Bell customers can get one taco per day for 30 consecutive days.
Kind of, it's just like a soft shell taco?
I don't know. The national program called Taco Lovers Pass is available to purchase beginning Thursday for members of its rewards program and have downloaded the Taco Bell app. A variety of tacos are included.
So it's a variety.
So they include a soft taco, a spicy potato soft taco, crunchy tacos, and Dorito tacos.
See if somebody steals a base in the World Series. I already get one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From Taco Bell?
The Doritos Locos tacos.
Hmm. Because you're a...
No, it's anybody does.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that like when Kevin Harvick finishes in the top five, I can get a free Bloomin' Onions at the Outback?
Can you?
Yes.
Psh. Let's go.
Psh. I haven't had a Bloomin' Onion in so long. Like decades. Yeah.
No doubt.
Once a customer subscribes to it, a special section within the app is unlocked and customers can add a taco to their cart during the checkout process.
So it's a checkout. So you have to order other tacos to get your free taco.
Right.
There you go. That's how they get you.
For $10 a month.
That is exactly how they get you. And I can see more companies doing stuff like this. The only one I know who's pretty true to form is I think Panera does that with coffee. Mm-hmm. So you can go in for $10 a month and just get unlimited coffees. So, or maybe a free coffee a day, I think it is.
Yeah, they probably make a killing on that.
Yeah.
Coffee's so fucking cheap.
It is.
So are soda fountains.
Yeah, even cheaper.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
It's like 7 or 8 cents to get a large Pepsi from the soda thing, but they charge you $2.50 or $3.
Yep.
When I used to work at a store, they would give us a cup. You'd buy it once, and you'd until that cup wore out, you could refill as many times as you want for free.
Why not?
Hello, hepatitis.
No. It's your own cup. Nobody else is sharing it.
Yeah, but you're putting it under that nozzle thing, and you're putting all the fresh customer stuff on it, passing along whatever fungi you guys got.
No, we had to clean those things. You know how the health department works. You ran a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You got hepatitis from drinking Pepsi?
A little botulism. Who hasn't had that before?
No, that's Botox. That's that's different. That's different. He gets stuck on the cock part.
I can't get it out.
Stuff a cock. Stuff a cock.
Stunt cock.
That is what I told a health department individual one time at my restaurant when he was being unpleasant.
Really?
Stuff a cock.
I threw him right out. I threw him absolutely out of the building. He's like, what? Now get... You know me. I'm not a huge swearer. It was just I vomited explosive swear words on this guy.
Was he giving you a hard time just to be a jerk?
Just nasty. I got all this stuff going on. I was putting in a cooler, putting the front of the building on, like actual building construction. And I had a cooler that I wasn't using for the longest time, but I'm going to be anticipating now bigger crowds. So I've got the cooler in there. And I had put, there was shelving in there, but instead of having wire racks, I had just bought pieces of wood, cut in between so there can be airflow and everything like that, but they weren't painted. So I told him, you know, and it was from, and in their defense, this was from last year because it was written on my health thing from the year prior, but I never used the coolers. So it was still not operational. It was more storage than cooling. So, but then I told him I'm going to use it and this is all going to be operational soon. And then he started getting on me about this stuff. And I told him, I said, well, I'm gonna get it. When the cooler's fixed, everything's going to be... Well, when's it going to be fixed? He's like, you said last year you're going to fix it. It's going to be, you know, 1 day, 2 days, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. And I looked at him, and I was like, you know what? Get your clipboard and get the F out of here, you know? And he started looking. He's like, no. And I just exploded on him. And then I left. He went, and I was busy, so I'm doing all this stuff. So then I finished up, and he didn't have nothing to say. I just threw him out. So now I finish up, and I go right down to the health department. So now they're supposed to come back for reinspect, and now you're supposed to pay for that and all these things. So when I get down to the health department, the one girl, woman who's there all the time, I'm always pleasant with her. So now we happen to come back an hour and a half later, but we're meeting at the health department at the same time, and this guy starts talking to the one girl, and I'm figuring, all right, she's going to have my back because I'm good with her. So then he says, you know what? I was at that Brichetto's talking to the owner over there, and then I told him. So now he's all chest bowed out, like he's telling me what to do and how to handle it. So and now I'm expecting her to defend me. And she's like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes they get out of line, and you got to be able to straighten them out. And I said, well, you know what? I don't remember it happening that way. Because he was over, like, there was a cubicle there.
So he could, yeah, he didn't know you were there.
He didn't know I was there. And I said, the way I remember it is, you started talking like a bunghole, and I told you to get the F out. And then when you didn't, I said I was going to grab you by your throat and throw you out. I says, and that's when you ran out like a girl. That's the way I remember it. Do you remember it differently than that? He's like, again, his face got all ghost white. And then I was then I gave it to that lady. I said, you know, I said, I thought for one person you would defend me because I stick up for you for all the stuff you do and all the people who talk about you. I always got your back. So now the guy, Italian guy, comes out. He's the one who was running the whole health department. He's like, yeah, relax, relax. He's like, hold on a second. He's like, I said, you know what? So now he goes through. He's like, look, I understand the problem. I said, I'm not paying for any reinspect. You don't have to. I said, you just got to get a paint. I said, they're painted. I said, I painted them right now. I said, you can come anytime you want. He's like, do you want the same guy to come inspect them? I says, yeah, I don't care who comes. Could be the same guy.
I bet it wasn't.
It was.
Oh, really?
It was. This guy came in. He barely opened up the cooler door and just wrote up my inspection, and I was good. Because I don't have any criticals. I mean, my spot, people, the health department love coming to my restaurant. Because I never, you can tell when people are, whether their system's in place or not, you know? Yeah.
So
my place was clean.
Let's back up a minute. You said the Italian guy who was in charge?
Yeah.
You didn't already have that taken care of then?
The guy, well, you think.
He sent the same guy, didn't he?
He sent the same guy. And that guy did. He came in. He was just.
After he straightened them out.
He didn't. I'm telling you, the guy didn't even look at me. He walked in, head down, clipboard, open. I mean, literally. And this. Here's the example for you. That was how he opened the door. And I am not this big, tough guy yelling and screaming stuff, you know, but I'm not some punk kid, you know. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I have so much knowledge when it comes to that arena. And this guy was just outrageously disrespectful. Heck yeah.
He's like Delaware. He's like Delaware East Northeast.
Yeah, it was about to be Thunderdome.
You're about to be Mad Max.
That's right.
North, north, north.
All the restaurant days.
Yeah, did it ever bother you when you go to the hockey arena to watch the Sabres, knowing that every time you purchase something, that profit goes to the Boston Bruins?
Yeah, Delaware North, yeah.
Hey, you know what we should buy, guys? Let's get the Middleport Drive-In.
I saw that. I was
1.5, man.
You can get it for $1 million.
Yes. Oh, man. If George was still here, he would be right now talking to us, trying to get us to go in on it.
I called my one money guy. He was, he's like, nope.
He's huge driving guy. Yeah. Why is that? He owns more than he was going to buy another one that was going to go out of business in Kansas. So I don't think there's much of a competition anymore.
No, and the people that go to the Sunrise don't go to
the people that go to the Sunset are the Middleport and Medina people. People that go to Transit Drive into the Lockport and Amherst people.
Yeah, I prefer to go to Sunset. To be honest with you,
I prefer to go to the drive-in.
Anywhere, give me a drive-in.
Well, now they got a smoking section, so.
I think it would be fun to have something like that.
It is amazing in my. I have the Bose stereo system in my car, so it sounds really good in the car. They used to do that back in the 70s, but there were porn movies in the winter, like the Palace. Palace used to run porn movies too.
Why would you try to watch a porn?
And in those days, you had to have the window open to get the speaker in. There.
I think that would be cool to have some of those old speakers back too, if you do something like that. But actually functional, where you can actually do the drive and cool. Have like a nostalgia section.
That would be pretty cool. They still do. You can still get a window heater. So something's blowing.
That means sex.
Oh, yeah, because the dialogue's so important to the movie.
Ooh.
I like to follow the story.
You got to go to the...
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Stunt cock.
Fluffer. I think that would be a cool purchase, though.
It would be.
I wish I was in a better position to go through and do that, because I always say I don't want to work, but for a job like that, I love my job now, but I would not want to get into restaurants again, like I say. Just nothing, really, but the drive-in for me...
Yeah, but there's a snack bar.
I would have a full functional... restaurant.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I like the whole little diner look to it. Like, I would go in there and be turnkey for me. The only things that I think I'd like to add is, like, some old nostalgic stuff. And I was thinking there could be, like, some sweets there. You know, you could park, and then you actually go through, like, you'd be at a Sabres or a Bills game.
Oh, well, upstairs go, from
like,
the...
You go upstairs, have, like, three or four sections where you can bring, like, a dozen people. And then you can just watch the movie from there.
Oh, like box seating.
Yeah, some box seating. I think that would be cool.
That would be neat.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's where the projector comes out of.
Yeah, or I'm just saying build something like on one particular screen that would be out of the way. You know, you couldn't do it right in front of a screen, because that would be just poor planning.
This sucks.
You have to a big middle finger on the back of the building.
It would be a shame for that to close down forever.
I don't think it will. I think somebody will
snatch it up for sure.
Like I say, but I called my guy right away.
Hopefully keep it a drive-in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I called my guy right away, and he's like, nope.
Yeah, I don't think you want to dig there.
No. Well, they're uphill from the chemical plant, so that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the 40s, you don't know what was getting buried where.
Right. A lot of Tonawanda whitefish up there, is that what you're saying? It's like when you're a kid and you find the applicators on the beach. Look, a rocket ship.
Oh, don't touch that. Go wash your hands in the lake.
Yeah, because that'll make
it
clean.
That was the cure.
There wasn't even a discussion. It was just no.
Well, I sent it to a friend who sent it to the guy.
Yeah.
And he laughed. He's like, you know what? He's like, my mother already sent me this. He's like, and then all he said was just like, he didn't even say no. He said a thumbs down emoji.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, I'm trying to find something to invest in, like business wise or something.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I got no ideas.
You want to get on the ground level of Brichetto's Buffalo Blue Cheese?
Are you interested in brewing beer?
Sounds like long hours.
Not really.
I'm trying to find something.
I've had a business plan put together probably for 8 or 9 years about putting a microbrewery in Lockport.
I like what you presented before that got cut out of the episode.
Yes.
I think that all sounds like a great idea. It's just a matter of...
money and time.
Right.
You should do it before microbreweries get big.
Yeah, now they're on the... That was the problem. I should have done it 10 years ago. Yeah.
Hold on, let me take a sip of my Southern Tier IPA.
Yeah, I know. I could, one for sure I could drink, and maybe the second one is not as good, but the first one I enjoy.
Take a sip, Rich. Take a sip.
No, they don't. You got to have hops, at least for a base.
They had one of, speaking of booze now, there was one of the guys that lives in, I want to say.
You want to drink it.
There was a Lockport guy that brought in a bunch of moonshine that he made, and I want to say in Indiana is where he lives.
Yep.
So you see that? And then he got busted like with there because he was bringing it in. He was, he put a price on it on Facebook as to how much he was charging for this stuff, you know? So then it came back. So when he came back, he was telling people that he gave it away as Christmas presents, and he was just, his Facebook post was just a jest. He wasn't charging anything. He was just kidding. If you knew a sense of humor, he was kidding. But as soon as
I've
he got
home.
I've
had some of that moonshine. It's really good.
Yeah. But they did make him break his still and all this stuff like that.
Well, because you can't have a still. It's still a federal offense. You got to have a federal permit to have a still.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Yeah, but they're not. They're pretty selective on who they give it to. Transporting alcohol across state lines for intent to sell.
Yeah. And he had pictures of it. I mean, there were 60 or 70 bottles.
No stamps on it.
Yeah.
Didn't we start a war over these stamps?
It's just funny.
That's why Boston Harbor never freezes.
Tacos.
I love tacos. That's tomorrow for dinner.
Taco Tuesday.
We had Subway tonight because, you know.
Dude, can't do it.
My nephew got us a $60 gift card for Christmas. And we had a kids' concert at the school tonight, so we were...
Need something quick at that point. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's still money on the card.
Nice.
Yep. I like this first article you put up here, Rich. New study finds people who are obsessed with celebrities to be less intelligent. Are you a fan obsessed with Kim Kardashian's butt?
I mean, that's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that's different.
Yeah, said so the moron.
Like, duh. I mean, being obsessed with her or being super impressed with her butt and liking to look at it are two different things, in my opinion.
That's different, said the moron. That's a good title.
God damn it. All right.
That's a good title idea.
Yeah, I am not a celebrity TMZ kind of watcher.
No.
Do you guys know what TMZ stands for?
No.
Nobody?
No.
Really?
Isn't it Perez Hilton? Didn't he start that or something?
No. My understanding is that it stands for 30-mile zone.
30-mile zone?
So they take the center of Hollywood and then just do a circle around it going 30 miles, and that's where pretty much all their stories come from.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look it up right now.
Check it out.
It's a collaboration between AOL and Telepictures.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tom was way
then out. It was sold to Fox Corporation.
Thanks, buddy.
TMZ is derived from the acronym for 30-mile zone that was historically used in the film and television industry to refer to the so-called studio zone, an area with a 30-mile radius centered on the intersection of West Beverly Boulevard and North La Cienega. I don't know how to pronounce that. Boulevard in Los Angeles, California.
Nice.
It was called the studio zone because of the number of film and television studios contained within it. So there.
Look at me knowing stuff.
Created by Harvey Letton and Jim Paracol.
I'm an attorney. It's a less funny shenanigans about celebrities.
I don't like watching TMZ, but they had something on last year, maybe the year before. Hugh Jackman, somebody from Australia, I can't remember who it was, they were asking, somebody from Canada was asking one of the celebrities about something, and the celebrity responded and goes, I don't know, I kind of think they were asking about winning an award. I kind of think that your show up there from Canada should win something. You know, Letterkenny? And then the guy just walked away. Was it Brad Pitt? Yeah, he just walked away like it was...
Like he dismissed it, is what you're saying?
No, he was saying he liked Letterkenny.
Oh. Yeah, Letterkenny's fantastic. He's probably adopted kids from there.
He knows all about Canada. You just don't talk about Canada.
Yeah.
I know the reference, but I still haven't seen the movie.
Really?
Yeah. You knucklehead. It's a great movie.
I don't like violence. I have a guilty pleasure, like those television programs. I have one program that I like to watch on Netflix that is kind of like that. You can make fun of me if you want.
Okay.
But I love this show, Queer Eye. Love it.
Never watched it.
No?
I remember the guys. Weren't they? Is that old stuff or are they new again?
They have new ones on there now.
New ones?
Yeah.
They have new gays?
No. They have new episodes.
Same gays, new episodes.
Right.
It's not the same gays. It's totally different gays.
No, it's the same guys.
From the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Yeah.
No.
They have, it's a reboot featuring, a new Fab Five, yeah. And Tony Perowski.
Yeah.
I don't like him very much. Tan France, he's funny. Camaro Brown. Eh.
They're just making names up now.
He was on The Real World, wasn't he?
I think so. Jonathan Van Ness, who's the grooming expert, he's my favorite on there. He's so over the top. He's hilarious. He's the Johnny Weir of the television world.
I'm going to say Johnny Weir is the Johnny Weir of the television world. But that's just me.
He's unique.
He's out there.
The program's great. I like it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't know who Johnny Weir is.
Come on. How do you not know?
It's sports.
Yeah, but it's the Olympics. He likes the Olympics. Figure skating.
All I know about that is Brian Boitano.
From the song.
Exactly.
From South Park.
What would Brian Boitano do? Dude, I don't know what it is about that song. For some reason, when I'm emptying or loading the dishwasher, it will pop into my head.
So once a year?
Boom!
I call that joke divorce.
And I make sure eggplant hears about it.
I got your back, eggplant. Take away my Hulu.
If anybody did it, it was eggplant.
I'm just kidding.
You guys are dicks. Give back Terrence and Phillip.
Your face is the same color as your face. You're red.
You don't know who Johnny Weir is. He's on...
The fact that the name is coming out of a guy or a dead guy.
He does share a name with Bob Weir.
Okay, there you go.
From the Grateful Dead, so...
But he's alive.
Who was the other Olympus kid? Was that Scott Hamill?
Weir.
Bob Weir's alive.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So he's not a dead guy.
No, he is a dead guy.
Yeah, that's okay. Good point.
Is it Scott Hamill who was an Olympic skater?
Yes.
So he was telling stories one time, and it made me laugh because they asked him if he pays attention to basically TMZ and all these types of Inquirer and things like that. And he had testicular cancer. So he would go through and say, oh, my God. He's like, I would read these stories, and I would be terrified for my life. But he's going to the doctor. It wasn't all that bad. But he said, according to the tabloids, he was dying and dying.
Right. Death store.
Yeah. So did you skim through this article? Are people definitely less intelligent for Hollywood gossipers?
I don't know. Did you listen to the last 5 minutes of us? There is a clear correlation between celebrity worship and poorer performance on cognitive tests.
That's right, where I picked up, too, when I just flipped through, and there it was. That's amazing.
So this is their test pool, 1,763 Hungarian students.
I know more about Google than this.
It took a 30-word vocabulary test and digit sign substitution test before completing a celebrity attitude scale survey to gauge their level of interest in celebrities. They gave the same 30-word vocabulary test to Ellen last week on the show.
Yeah.
That's all right. I got 4.5. 4.5 I got on there.
Got a measure from underneath.
Participants were asked to confirm or deny statements such as, quote, I frequently feel driven to learn about my favorite celebrity's personal habits, end quote. And, quote, I am captivated by the specifics of my favorite celebrity's life. Other questions are, if I met my favorite celebrity and he or she asked me to do something illegal as a favor, I would probably do it. For a complete picture, participants were questioned about their earnings, possessions, and educational attainment. Researchers couldn't figure out why celebrity obsessives performed badly on cognitive tests or whether they were hooked on Hollywood gossip because they were already less intellectual than the rest of the population.
And do you think it would just be from watching them or just following them on whatever they're on? So is it following them on any media, whether it's Snapchat or Instagram or...
I haven't read that far. You're not obsessed with celebrities anyway.
Jared Kiso.
That's probably about it.
Okay.
And you better let that marinate. I'm more interested in the process of making the show. The process. I said it on purpose that way.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what a Canadian would say.
Yeah. That's why I said it that way.
Mm. Hey, why don't you write that down for a title idea?
Because process and process are spelled exactly the same.
You could hyphenate it. Put a hyphen in process.
You say tomato. And I say tomato.
Since you worked with the Y2K fiasco, and so did I ended up making a lot of money over a lot of nothing. I made a shit ton of money because we were doing upgrading phone systems from the 80s and 90s that all had to have new chips put in so they would read the time and date correctly so the voicemails would still work. So, and you couldn't do that during work hours, so we did them before and after hours. So I got a shit ton of overtime in 99.
I had a party that year at my mom's house. Well, I was living there, so.
Did you party like house. It was 1999?
I totally did. Prince was rocking in the background before he died. And then I went, while they were doing the countdown, I kind of stayed in the back, and then I snuck out to the power breaker box.
And it flung it down.
And then, yeah, as soon as I'm hearing them all count, sip, three, two, one. And everything just shuts down. And all you hear is my mom going, Alan, that's not funny. And not even a little bit of a, oh, what's going on? Just turn the power back on.
She knew it was you right away. Absolutely. Not like those when The Day After. Remember the movie The Day After about the nuclear war in the 80s? They had, is it? When they showed it for the first time, they had a power outage in the Midwest just as the nuclear bombs were hitting in the movie and people freaked out like it was War of the Worlds.
I did not know that.
Yep. Just the timing of it. It was like perfect timing. Are we going to get any snow tonight?
Not here. Nothing's going to stick here. It's going to be more south still.
That's
even
what I
pushed even further south. Jamestown.
That's what I thought when I read the first weather advisory. It said including the cities of Niagara Falls, Lockport, and Medina. It usually means we're going to get something.
Yeah, that was earlier in the day. Then they switched it.
Yeah, sort of like it's Western New York weather. It's supposed to come at 6 o'clock or 7 or 8 or 9 or tomorrow
or not at all.
3 weeks from now. Yeah, I just thought that
somebody's going to be getting 3 to 5 inches overnight.
Where are you going?
On a date.
Yeah, you finally finished that up. What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I was getting ready to rewatch it just to have it, you know, marinate a little more. But I think it was good, though. They did have a lot of Shorzy in it, though, this time around, I think, like you say, because they're doing a spinoff, right? So there was a lot of Shorzy in there. But it's still funny. His rapid-fire stuff about the guy's moms does crack me up all the time. It is. It's just funny stuff. Curious as to how many takes they have to do for some of this stuff. Do they have bloopers and anything like that?
I don't know. I wanted to order one of the DVD sets to see if they had anything on there, but when I looked at it on Amazon, it didn't show any special features.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do we know if that's really him, or is that a stunt double? Yeah, he's pretty jacked up, too, that dude.
What did you think of the last episode where they're calling everybody else by different names?
Oh, that was funny.
I think they were really drunk then. I seriously do. It seemed like it.
I liked it. And then, you know, obviously I think the dicks were overplayed again. They say it so much. Like, it's just so much.
I don't know. I thought the episode was great to start, and the end of it, I'm going, eh. Like when in an aluminum pan.
As an Amish person, they wouldn't be using aluminum pans anyway. They would be using all cast.
And when he's laying on the ground just giggling away. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's overkill. Setting up his fart book. Yeah. Oh, exactly what I thought. Like, okay, move on.
It's the Grandma Moses of painting.
So have you guys watched that 19-2?
What's 19-2?
It's a police procedural with Jared Kiso. McMurray's in it too, I think.
Does he talk like McMurray?
No.
Is it a comedy or is it a... You know, I saw on TV the other day, I was watching a episode of Night Court, and Mr. Penciotti was on there.
Oh, yeah.
From that 70s show. Just a bit character. He came in. He was just a detective. He walked in. He walked out. And
did he have a perm?
I'm looking because there was kind of gross, but I'm looking at the face. I'm like, how do I know this guy? Mm-hmm. And I keep going back, and I'm freezing it, and I'm watching. Like, and then I'm listening to him talk, and I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't figure out who this guy is.
Don Stark.
Don Stark. So then I finally go through and look, and I'm Googling it for IMDb and Wiki to go through all the cast members. He wasn't even a listed cast member on this one. And then finally, I just listened to it, and then I prayed on it.
It was like, Donna?
Yeah. And that was it. And then it came to me. Kind of like a dream. Sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
One of my favorite songs from that musical.
Which is?
Guys and Dolls, man. Now, what you should have responded with at that was sue me. I didn't know that. Sue me.
Sue me.
It's that little Asian broad, right?
Married to Woody Allen?
Shoot bullets through me.
Wasn't Don Stark, I'm looking at it right now, but it's not. It's only giving me partial filmography. Wasn't he on that show? It was a time travel show. Iron
Quantum
Man.
Quantum Leap?
Not Tony Stark. Oh. Tony Stank? Is there a Tony Stank here?
Are you thinking Quantum Leap?
No, no. There was another show.
Doctor Who?
No, it was not Doctor Who.
Doctor Why? Who, what?
Never mind.
Medicine Woman. We always got
Dr. Quincy.
Hat Buddies. Hat Buddies.
He was in Shameless? Yeah, he was a congressman in Shameless. He was also on iCarly.
I believe from the Greek of Burritos.
The Greek island of Burritos.
He was on Time Cop.
He's still on Bob Stark.
Don Stark. Oh, you letter Kennedy me.
That's right. Was it Squirrely Don? That part really made me laugh, though. I did like all those with all the fun names. But to answer your question, if I had to throw something out there, I would say from a Latino place, maybe España or Puerto Rico or no, I don't know if that's right or not. I'll just stick with those two because I know they're definitely Spanish. Really? Well, that guy's
I'm
a genius.
I'm pretty sure I had a burrito 2 years ago.
Is it still coming back?
No, but if they were just invented by Kim Jong-il last year, it'd be physically impossible for me to have had one 2 years ago.
Right. So it must be like Australia, that burrito didn't really exist. Old episode.
Like this face doesn't exist and these feet do not exist?
Yes.
Australia's fake?
Yes. Flat earthers believe that it can't be down under.
Hmm.
Even though it's the ball the cat plays with if you outline everything.
Yeah, they would fall off.
So I don't know.
No, they all fell off.
There's already studies that show that Australia doesn't even really exist. Did you know that conspiracy?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I thought you were saying
current
earthers. But the way the question was worded was, in my defense.
That's how they get you.
If you listen to the beginning of the show, I mean, he did talk about the John Madden Ouija, which I did say well before that. So, hello, Pot.
Can you please tell me the name of the store where the video was taken for the burrito story?
It's a new chain of restaurants you opened up called Taco Bell.
Isn't Kim Jong-il dead? Hasn't Kim Jong-il been dead for...
There was Kim Jong-un. There was Kim Jong-dos. Now there's Kim Jong-il. He's licensed to ill.
Yeah, he invented the burrito. It makes sense. It had extra beans.
I'm not going to lie to you. It looks good because it's got all that kimchi in there. That looks delicious. I would eat that. No, that's a sister.
In a propaganda video, a street food stand outside the Kum Song Food Factory.
That's how they keep the burrito closed.
And there they go with the low-hanging fruit, ladies and gentlemen. It's salty. It smells like chlorine.
There's another title idea. That's how they keep the burrito closed. I still like that's different than the moron.
What? No, that's the old Kim Jong guy. Kim Jong guy. That's the next one. That'll be the next one.
After eating the burrito, he'll be next on the throne.
Don't they call like Korea and Japan and China, like that area around it, the Ring of Fire?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's why they invented the burrito. Maybe they invented the dog burrito. Maybe that's what they mean.
The dog
burrito?
Oh, yeah.
The bulgogi burrito.
Or the foot taco?
The foot taco. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It talks right here about how they use spinning meat, and there's actually just a dog leashed to a pole.
The foot taco episode is going to be in the next best of.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. That way Alan can hear it.
Yeah.
I'll have to put him at the end of the episode again.
He gets super sad. It's like when your ex runs into her ex, or when your girlfriend runs into her ex, and they sit there and talk, and you're just sitting there. Huh, I want to
can talk.
And then you put your arm around her just to assert dominance.
Right, exactly.
And all they're thinking about is the super fun night they had overlooking Niagara Falls while they were naked. Oh, that made me cry. I love you.
So tell me more about this Korean dude inventing the burrito, Rich. Somebody's got to tell me more. I need more info.
It is unclear who in North Korea has access to the burrito-adjacent wheat wraps. North Koreans have historically faced food shortages, with the COVID pandemic increasing food instability in the country. But according to World Meter, there are zero cases of COVID in North Korea, so...
Right.
Yeah, there's none.
They don't allow their people to have it.
Vaccinated!
While the more precise origins of the burrito are undetermined, they are known to have originated somewhere in Mexico and have existed since at least the 1900s, growing popular in the United States in the 1950s. Yeah, that is the old dude. That's weird.
Well, it's Yahoo News.
Yeah, so you can't.
Went through an old stock picture. But he's right in a kitchen, though. So it's a mural.
It's a mural.
With burritos behind him.
It's really weird. I don't know.
You just guys got clickbaited.
Well, it's Yahoo News.
Fake it till you make it. Is that girl still running the show over there?
I don't know.
No, I always thought Yahoo was serious.
Oh, my God.
No, that's a radio station.
He doesn't exist because that's Australian. But we're going to Yahoo, the next article. Dwayne Johnson says he's come to Sesame Street to kick ass and eat cookies in an epic smackdown with Cookie Monster. We mean Dwayne Johnson's not real. We're going to have him on Walden's podcast. Oh, he is the Tooth Fairy. And then somehow he got recast as Larry the fucking Cable Guy. Tooth Fairy 2 was Larry the Cable Guy. It was not Dwayne Johnson.
I didn't notice a difference, though.
Dwayne Johnson may be leaving the Fast and Furious franchise in the rear view, but he's already speeding ahead to a new destination, Sesame Street. The Red Notice star has officially served the block's resident cookie chomper, Cookie Monster, with a baked goods smackdown challenge. Tell Cookie Monster to move it over because I'm coming to Sesame Street to kick ass and eat cookies.
Can you smell what the rock is baking?
Exactly. Yes, my friend, this rock. So Elmo said, has anybody ever seen a rock eat a cookie? Elmo is just curious. And Dwayne Johnson responded with, yes, my friend, this rock devours cookies, all kinds of cookies. I'll introduce you to cheat meals, and it'll change your life. Tell Cookie Monster to move over, because I'm coming to Sesame Street to kick ass and eat cookies, and I'm almost all out of cookies.
Ooh, that's scary.
And Cookie Monster wasted little time responding to Johnson's bluster. Me say cookie challenge accepted. He sounds a lot like Gronk. The sure-to-be-epic face-off is a direct result of another cookie-related Sesame Street feud that's been consuming the Internet's attention. Elmo versus Rocco, pet rock pal of Elmo's good friend Zoe. On January 3rd, the trio started trending on Twitter thanks to a freshly viral clip from a 2004 episode of Sesame Street that showed Elmo, Zoe, and Rocco struggling with how to share the last oatmeal raisin cookie. Rocco says he wants the oatmeal raisin cookie, Zoe says, to which Elmo forcefully responds, Rocco's a rock, Zoe. Rocco won't know the difference. Exactly.
Selfish.
So, yeah, the Cookie Monster is going to take on The Rock, and I think Cookie Monster wins.
That's his show.
He's got far more experience.
Yeah.
He's older than The Rock. Never, never discount the old guy. Never. No, Cookie Monster.
And Monster is one of them.
So. Cookie's the other name. We're looking it up. We are.
I think it was Dwayne. Oh.
His real name is Sidney. I'd go by Cookie, too. In a song in 2007 and later in an interview in 2017, Cookie Monster revealed that his real name is Sidney Monster.
Or Poitier.
Oh, there's another one we lost.
Yeah, he did too.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a few days, like what, a week ago?
Less than a week ago.
Like the day after.
Right after New Year.
Yeah.
So fresh of the second.
Diggs wearing the Betty White sneakers, cleats.
He didn't wear them.
Because he liked
them. He posted
them.
He wore them in warm-ups, I thought.
That could be. He didn't wear them during the game. Because he would have gotten fined.
Oh, yeah, so that makes sense. Did somebody just make him and send them to him? Is that probably what happened?
He's got a cleat guy.
Oh, okay.
He's got a set of cleats for every game.
Oh, nice. Did I tell you guys the Paul Walker, Betty White joke? Did I do that last week?
Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember when the time frame was.
Do you ever like pull the sheets over your head to smell your own farts and then let your wife also enjoy the said scent?
Often.
You said more than enough with no, so you have.
There's a lot of health benefits to smelling the flatulence of another, but that was articles from years ago. I don't know what it is now.
Hmm.
Is there a new reason to do that?
A reality star who says she made $200,000 from selling her farts in mason jars is pivoting to sell them as NFTs.
Non-tokens. Non-fartable tokens? Is that what they are?
Well, she's almost fallen out of her top there. Hmm. Stephon Mateau? I used to like when he played hockey because if they said it too fast, it was like, step on my toe.
Step on my toe.
Like the, yeah. Stephon Mateau, 31, made headlines around the world when she announced that she'd have to retire from selling her farts in jars after she says she was hospitalized while trying to keep up with a skyrocketing demand. The farts became sharts and I became dehydrated.
Farts in jars.
The former star of TLC's 90 Day Fiancé said she made around $200,000 from selling her bottled farts to her fans. But doctors advised her that her excessive windbreaking was taking a toll on her body. She was selling them for $1.99 on goop.com.
Well, they missed marketing genius by just one letter.
So she sold 100,000 farts in a jar?
I don't know how much she was selling them for. Instead of abandoning the business venture entirely, Mateau told Insider that she decided to pivot to selling her farts as non-fungible tokens. She's now hoping to carve out a space in the NFT world with her unique fan fart art. There's space for everybody, she said during a phone call with Insider. She explained,
I bet there is.
There's room Insider.
For everybody.
She explained that while she was running an 18 and over fan subscription platform similar to OnlyFans, she received a lot of requests for her farts. But last year, she decided to sell her farts as an experiment to see if anyone would actually purchase them. Her first batch of 97, selling for $500 each.
God damn.
Ended up selling out instantly. The second shipment, selling for $1,000, also sold out. She has made approximately $200,000 total.
She since had her O-ring replaced.
A customer of hers who asked to only be referred to as John.
Makes sense.
Told Insider why the product was so appealing to him. The 43-year-old financier, who said he spent $1,000 on two fart jars, explained that it helped him feel a sense of closeness to Mateau. I have a lot of fetishes, and one of them is I like the smell of a woman. I like all of the smells. She said that over the holiday season this year, orders from devoted customers like John flooded in. I knew it wasn't going to fulfill them, but I tried anyway. One morning, she had three large servings of protein shakes, several bowls of black bean soup to help meet the demand, then stopped in a Taco Bell. She started to feel unwell with sharp shooting pain in her chest and heart and decided to go to the ER. They diagnosed her with severe gas pain and advised her that her windbreaking was harming her body. I had to rethink my business model because I know selling my farts in this way was just not something that was physically sustainable for me.
Probably should have skipped the Taco Bell.
Right.
Just took it too far.
Fart Jars NFT launched on Wednesday and now selling for $186. We teamed up and made jars with really cute animations, and we made them super custom and personal, and some even come with unlockable traits. Some of the NFTs come with redeemable gifts, which include signed lingerie and very rare physical fart jars. She's getting exactly. She's getting $1,000 for a fart. Giving you for free. Right. So how much do you need to fart to make a living? So most people bring home about $5,000 a month, most normal people.
Sure.
A couple will bring home $5,000 a month. Well, more than that. If you bring home $5,000 and you're selling for, so you give me 10, I can sell 10 of my farts a month. That'd be good.
That would be.
I mean, you couldn't.
Oh, he
yeah, I couldn't. Yeah,
your problem is
it's more
quantity.
Of a market issue, supply and demand.
I couldn't jar my farts while I was
issue.
At work, even though I sit there all day, because that would be double dipping.
Here's an idea. Just cut swatches out of your office chair and sell those. Scratch and sniff fart jars.
Do it.
Copyright shenanigans, 2022. There's no fart, there's no swear jar. I would never, I don't swear at work. My boss, she swears like a sailor. There you go. They're like ass pennies.
Don't cross the lines.
I'm in agreement. It would be pretty interesting to see.
True. They go plaid.
We can't just stop. We have to slow down first.
So speaking of making money on stupid shit.
Yeah, making money from stupid shits.
Earn over $20,000 crying at funerals.
Oh my God.
People paid to cry at funerals was a very popular tradition, especially a while ago. Having someone in despair at the funeral shows that the deceased was loved and powerful in life. This type of work, because although strange, it is a job. It had lost popularity, but now is slowly coming back into fashion. It can also become an important source of income. Who wrote this disaster of a sentence? In China, it is possible to earn up to $28,000 a year for crying at the funeral of unknown people. The woman claimed to have managed support for her family for several years thanks to this unique job. She had worked for the past 20 years crying during the funeral, and that she was able, with this job, to buy a house and pay the university expenses of her eldest son.
They want real tears? Or do they just want blubbering?
I think blubbering.
Like, I can blubber. I can blubber with the best of them.
I like this Twitter thing. If you pay me $50, I'll show up to your funeral, but stand really far away holding a black umbrella, regardless of the weather, so that people think you died with a dark and interesting secret.
Ooh.
Yes.
These are just one of the many services I offer.
There's a job. There's a business you can invest
in. That's something I can invest in.
Yes. Funeral criers.
I know some funeral home guys.
Yeah.
We could work something out.
Yep.
Get some extras.
I think that's brilliant.
Can you cry on demand?
You just cut a hole in your pocket and pull a pube out. Then make $1,000? Okay. Like you couldn't spare a couple pubes, bud.
And it'd be difficult because it's all braided.
Ah, there's one poking out. Except it's not on your pubis.
Yeah. That's like real estate, baby.
I didn't get it until I was 40.
Location, location, location. I like my hidden jokes that just kind of come
heard that
afterwards.
One. That was a good one.
They just pop up afterwards. It's fun.
That's almost like the David effect. Wait,
but now we're changing the name to the Allen effect.
There you go.
Unless David comes back.
Good luck.
I know. I want his band to write a new intro music.
Hey, Allen.
Yes.
Tell David that if he listens to this episode, just make one comment on the chat. I bet he doesn't.
David, if you listen to this episode, please make one comment on the chat. If you do, you will get
a
free container of Buffalo's Best Blue Cheese.
We'll come cry at your funeral.
I would anyway.
Well, he's kind of a relative.
He
so.
Is. He's my cousin. He's on there.
With a black umbrella. We'll all be carrying a black umbrella and fart in a jar.
He's on the chat. Every once in a while, I see that he.
Right, yeah. His face will pop up.
Yeah, but he never comments.
Nope. That's his homework for this week.
All right.
One comment from David.
I'm trying to get together with him fairly soon. Because he's a financial advisor, and my 17-year-old wants to open a retirement account, so.
Nice.
I'm having a hard time getting my kid to fill out applications to college. She's focusing on retirement already? Jesus.
She sent a letter to the college that she really likes, and they're like, we love you. Like, she put my email address down as a backup. I probably get 15 emails a day from this college.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Good.
They like her.
Good.
So, and it's the... The biggest downfall for us is that it's close to Captain Cuddlepants' college. It's like, oh, boy. So, you know. But then I was thinking, they'd be carpooling and it'll let it all work out.
Could be.
Maybe.
Could be all right.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about on here?
I'm good.
Yeah, me too. It's not a planet anymore.
What's the deal with Pluto?
He's Goofy's dog.
It's not a planet.
Goofy's a cow. Did you know that?
Yes.
What?
I always thought Goofy was a dog.
Yeah.
Goofy's a cow.
No.
I just learned that.
Goofy's not a cow.
Goofy's a cow.
Goofy's a cow.
No.
How do you guys not know Goofy's not a cow?
Because he's a dog.
Pluto's a dog.
He was in love with Clarabelle.
There you go. It was Clarabelle.
Yes. So he's a bull, not a cow.
I never thought about it.
He's cattle.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
You guys are fucking with me.
No.
You're going to apologize next week and be like, I went home and I Googled it.
Pluto's definitely a dog.
You can't have it all, Pluto.
It's a microplanet because it's cold that far away from the sun.
I thought it was good.
So,
and
what
imagine
is,
your junior high science project.
Oh, my God. So what is Pluto then? It's a dwarf planet, but we don't use the word dwarf anymore. So it's a little planet. So 237 years from now, it'll push everything out of the way. Then it'll be a planet.
I was just going to put a date on my Franklin planner to go back and check that.
And V'ger flew by it not that long ago. Too bad it's not a square because then it'd be a heart-shaped box.
Nirvana.
Yes. He's obsessed with his new online gambling app. How'd that go for you yesterday?
I almost broke even. I fucked up at the end. Miami was whooping the shit out of the Patriots. So I decided to drop $100 bet on Miami to win by a certain amount, and New England ended up coming back. So
yeah, despite that beautiful pick six that Mac Jones threw.
Yeah, you didn't.
But I would like to reiterate what you said. It's not fake money.
It was real money, and I lost it. Well, I didn't put any money in. I'm going to end up having to when I lose all this money.
And that's how they get you. I made some money. I had somebody want to book the over for the Bills game yesterday, and they couldn't get a hold of anybody, so I said, I'll take the bet.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they wanted 40, so I lost 40 and a half.
I lost the spread.
You lost the spread. Now you understand how sports works. At least the gambling portion of it.
The sports.
That's my story. Walked home the other night. Different story.
That's because you couldn't get another jump?
That's what it was. How many times do you have to hear, I never do this. This isn't me. I'm not like this. There's just something about you. Blah, 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 blah. All the time. You know, it's crazy.
Was there anyone else in the bathroom with you?
Yeah. Just putting a little lipstick on. Feeling sexy.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I'd F the hell out of me.
I like to sing while I mow the lawn.
Do you really?
Yeah. Put my earbuds in, put on Pandora, sing along with it.
Are you doing like
that? Or do you actually whistle while you work?
No, I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, I like it because nobody can hear me. She's like, yes, we can.
He sings.
God damn it.
He sings Barry White classics in Shorzy's voice.
Nice.
You'll never find as long as you live. Tuck your balls. Yeah.
What he doesn't know is every time he turns the volume up, her Bluetooth vibrates faster.
Then he turns it down.
Louder.
He turns it up. He turns it down. Well, when he's mowing the lawn, he's going, ah!
How about this? It's my fucking house. I'll listen to the volume in my shower that I want to. Yeah. So that's fine.
Or on a Zoom call. And he's screaming Great Big C as loud as he can.
They're giving you the electric radio to plug in and listen to the shower.
Hey, here, let me toss this to you.
Got your present.
Bluetooth toaster.
Hey, do you have a website for us this week? What's the website? Foldschool.com.
I hope it teaches me how to fold things.
Ooh, bear furniture.
Telleth more.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Hey, we have new living room furniture. The love seat's kind of soggy, though.
Yeah, it only works for that once.
It's like the cardboard beds at the Olympics.
Exactly. Oh, callback!
So, foldschool.com. I read about this guy. Mass culture is run by superficiality and ecological absurdity. Fold School supports craftsmanship as a face-to-face approach to design and brings together product and user the closest possible. The mindset of Fold School is to restore design to one of its original missions, to provide a product at an affordable price through a smart manufacturing process. So you can donate to it, but it's 2007 is the last time that, like you said. Hmm. Check us out on Vine.
Follow us on MySpace.
Foldschool.com. Make us some chairs. We'll put them in the studio. Paint them up real pretty. What's your favorite color, Alan?
Chartreuse.
Green.
Green. Rich. Blue.
No red. No!
He had the hiccups the other night.
He did?
Yeah.
He did.
And every time he hiccups, all I can think of is the scene in Holy Grail with the two guards, with the one with the hiccups.
Yes.
Seemed strange, me god and a god.
Maybe it was just British for huh.
And we come closer. That means wrap it up.
That's right. This week for Shenanigans, it's been Alan with a Y, Rich Walden. I am Craig. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week. Asshole.